Well, you could just hear the marching band going down the street. They had to restrain me from coming out to play the piccolo solo to the Stars and Stripes. Oh, the piano stole it. But anyway, you might wonder why we do forehand piano transcriptions of such famous pieces. You can find everything in the forehand repertoire, from the movements from Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. You can find operatic transcriptions. You've already heard Christian minstrels play this forehand. What these arrangements and transcriptions and compositions did, they provided the 19th century home with a way to become acquainted and familiar with works that they might never have the opportunity to hear, or very rarely. Obviously, they didn't turn on the radio. The Sousa's band might not come to the city where you lived. Perhaps the opera was too far to travel. So this was how music-loving families acquainted themselves with the repertoire for larger works. So that as a focal point for the family parlor, we have this kind of home entertainment, as well as the piano being accompanied with solo instruments, vocal and instrumental pieces. And now we are kind of moving on to the latter part of the 19th century, where the piano is still reigning supreme, to bring you some of the compositions that were loved then. There's a slight change in the order of the program. After End of a Perfect Day, we'll first hear Deep in a Rose's Glowing Heart, and then To a Wild Rose.